Welcome to your afterlife. I know. It always comes as a bit of a shock. One minute you're living. The next you're being hit by a distracted Uber driver while doing your Christmas shopping. If it's any consolation, the driver who killed you feels just awful about it. But as you can see, you are fully restored. Not a scratch on you, and it was instantaneous. So we don't have any of that trauma work to do. At least not that kind of trauma work. So much easier when you do remember the accident. Now, a couple of things. I can see that look of confusion on your face. My voice. It probably feels familiar, but you just can't place it, right? That's because it's a combination of many different voices from your past. Some sensual, some soothing, but the voices of all the women you have ever loved. As is my appearance. I have that look that seems so familiar, but that you just can't place. And, well, that you find irresistible. It isn't how I really look or sound. It's your brain doing that. Well, what used to be your brain? In this realm, you actually have no physical incarnation. This is all the byproduct of a post-material, non-temporal, transcendental ascendance matrix. In simple terms, what you humans call a soul, which by the way is almost completely and totally wrong, but you have neither the experience or the intellect to actually understand what's going on right now. So, yes, let's go with soul for the time being. Time, by the way, also doesn't exist. But we will get to that in a moment. The first thing you humans always think about is heaven and hell. Which, surprise, surprise, also don't exist. All of your primitive concepts have just a grain of truth to them, but as I'm about to explain to you, they're really quite different from anything your tiny human mind can comprehend. So, let's get started. There. Did you feel that? I can see that you did. That was that feeling you loved to chase while you were among the living. I think you called it edging. Ha! Fun fact. Every culture in the history of humanity has had people like you. Different names for it, of course, but the idea of finding that point right before an orgasm and holding yourself there has a very long and noble tradition. Men and women, kings and queens, geniuses and fools. quite common, in fact. There is just something so very, very human about the whole concept of being teased and denied. You can see why things are so complicated. It is wired into your psyche. Heaven and hell. Pleasure and torture. That wonderful feeling and that desperate need for completion that never comes. It is like eternity itself, always moving toward the end, but never quite arriving. That edge you just felt, that was what you perceive as 1 second. As I told you, time doesn't exist here. But since that's the only way you can make sense of things, it is what we have to use. It is your yardstick for measuring everything. Without time, nothing makes sense to you. And now,
edge, edge,
there. Oh, more squirming. Wonderful. That was 2 seconds. And you may have noticed something else. Images, thoughts, feelings flashing through your mind. It can be hard to see it at first. It's a lot to process. But those are your memories of every woman you have ever loved or lusted over. Some you knew. Some were just fantasies. Some were even girls from movies, TV shows, magazines. And for the moment, you are just getting glimpses. But as these moments grow longer, they will come more and more into focus. What do you mean? What am I doing to you? Hold on. It is just about time.
Edge. 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 Edge.
There. 4 seconds. Do you see the pattern yet? The sensation of edging is doubling, lasting longer each time. That one seemed to have a much stronger effect. Look at your clit. Throbbing. Swollen. Tingling, all from just a few seconds. Now, to answer your question, I am not doing anything to you. You are doing it to yourself. I am just here to monitor you. And, well, let's face it. Enjoy your torment. Oh, yes. Torment. Your brain is starting to manifest all sorts of devious and delicious torments. Things far more diabolical than anything I could create. I am just here as a witness. I watch. Enjoy. And feed off the torture. But the torture itself, oh, that's all you. You see, from time to time, thoughts pop into your head. Fears, desires, fantasies, and torment. You won't be able to help yourself. Heaven and hell are not things we create for you. They are things you create for yourself. And now,
edge, edge, edge.
Ha ha ha. Oh. 8 seconds. Oh, that was delicious. I could feel that one. It is growing stronger, isn't it? More intense. The frustration. Desperation. The need. The hunger. Oh, and to make it even worse, when you look into my eyes, you see every woman you have ever wanted looking back at you. Don't you? So close. Just out of reach. Oh, those thoughts. So dirty. I'm starting to feed off you now, too. Naughty human. Oh, the way you are looking at me. I love that. The desire, the need, the hunger. Oh, now look at that. Just as you were ready to reach out and touch me, look what appeared. Cuffs around your wrists and ankles. And do you know why? Because it is what you crave deep inside. No, no, no. Not to touch me. But to want to touch me. And not be able to. One of those little tricky, invasive thoughts. You know, there is a difference between what you think you want and what you really want. And here, we can always tell the difference. You can lie to yourself, like now. You think you want me to touch me, to kiss me, to fuck me. It draws me closer to you until we are almost touching. So close. Ah, you can feel the warmth of my body. Oh, if only your hands were free. But they aren't, are they? Let you go? You still don't understand, do you? I'm not doing any of this. You are. You can free yourself any time you like. All you have to do is want it. Truly want it. Banish from your mind every thought and desire of being bound, teased, and denied. Just purge yourself of your need for torment. And you can have anything you want. But no matter how bad it gets for you, you won't be able to do that, will you? Because this is who you are. What you are. Edge. Oh, look at that. 16 seconds. Oh, it doesn't sound like a long time, does it? But that feeling of edging isn't like other forms of pleasure, is it? You're used to a slow build-up, and then just a moment of that edge before it all disappears. Holding that edge isn't quite so pleasant, is it? No. But it is what you think about. Eternal teasing. Infinite torture. And tell me, what did you see? Your first love, maybe. Smiling, laughing, enjoying your torment. It just makes it sink in deeper, doesn't it? I could feel it too. But unlike you, I drink it in and never want it to stop. I could feel your distress, your confusion. You wanted to touch it so much, but those cuffs make that impossible now, don't they? What? Huh? Oh, you want me to touch your clit? I know. You really need to keep things like that to yourself. Because now, while we wait, that is all you're going to be able to think about. My hands. My lips. My pussy. My voice. It's getting worse, isn't it? Almost like an obsession. The thoughts become invasive, and trying to escape from them just makes them worse. And the more you beg, the closer I get. Until... you see? A nice big gag in your mouth. I will say, it does make your eyes more expressive. I quite like that. And now, you can't even beg. Do you understand what just happened? You let the thought slip out. And it became real. You imagined me taking away the ability for you to even beg. And now, well, you can see. That gag you were thinking about is filling your mouth. Locked on you. Oh, your little human mind is thinking, if I can cause it to appear, I can wish it away. And you can, if that is really what you want. If it is really your heart's desire. But to do that, you need to wish it all away. All of those dreams. And desires, all of the love you have felt for those dark and twisted things. And until you do, it will just keep getting worse for you. Just about time.
Edge.
Oh, that was a good one. We're up to 32 seconds. That might seem like a long time to Edge, but really, it is nothing. Half of what you humans call a minute. Is it worse than you imagine? Do you want it to stop? Or keep getting worse? Because each time, the duration of that feeling is going to double. Next will be a full minute. And then two. And then four. And then it becomes hours, and then days, weeks, months, years. Once we get to a year, we give you a month to recover. One of the nice things about the human mind is that it is actually quite resilient. In that period of time, you can recover, actually, almost completely. It won't be long until you build up to an entire lifetime. And then many lifetimes. And every time you get a break. But each time you recover, more and more will slip out. That will become part of your next lifetime of edging. You will struggle so hard, trying to keep your mind blank, thinking only pure and wholesome thoughts. But it won't last. And eventually, you will give away another secret, another fantasy, something dark and twisted, pain, humiliation, denial, rejection, and then you will feel it, and then live it. And finally, become it for a lifetime. You will edge and suffer until you feel like you are losing your mind. And when you wake back up, I will be here. Every woman you have ever loved. And you will try to beg me for mercy, for help, to free you. And each time, I will remind you, I am not the one who is doing any of this. It is you. And you can free yourself anytime you like. But those thoughts will never stop, will they? In fact, they'll just keep getting worse. The truth is, you will never be free. because this is who you are. For all of eternity.